The Boy with the Potato Head by Rachel Comen. Narrated by Michael Mola. Once upon a time in an urban neighborhood near the suburbs, there lived a beautiful, lovely lady by the name Magdalene, whom everybody charmingly fell in love with her kind heart. In a few years' time, Magdalene got married to a handsome man by the name Kevin, and together they were blessed with bouncing twin boys by the name Cedric and Cyprian. The two handsome babies grew up to be identical twins, that nobody could detect their difference. Even their own parents were confused with their similarities. Over the years, Cedric and Cyprian grew up and joined kindergarten. Then, later, they joined primary school. Their mother, Magdalene, also understood it was going to be difficult for the students and teachers to distinguish the two boys since their skin tone, height, weight, voice, and handwriting were the same as a coin. So she bought the same clothes for the boys, but different colors. Magdalene made Cedric wear different shades of green and blue colors, while Cyprian wore shades of yellow and red colors. Although back in school their school uniforms were the same, their backpacks had different colors, but similar make. Blue for Cedric and red for Cyprian. And that's how students and teachers differentiated Cedric and Cyprian, by the color of their backpack. Cedric had a classmate friend by the name Kalu, and together they were the menace in the neighborhood and in school. The two young delinquents tormented people around their neighborhood and in school. But whenever Cedric was caught by the angry neighbors and was reported to his parents, Cedric always found a cunning way of lying his way out and pinning all the neighbors' accusations to his polite brother Cyprian, who was punished often for his brother's devious acts. And whenever Cyprian tried to defend himself, Cedric and his woeful friend Kalu always planted evidence. One calm early afternoon, while the sun was mildly hot, Cedric and Kalu played in the neighborhood near Mr. John's house, a restricted area where nobody was allowed to play. The two mischievous boys said Mr. John was an old grumpy man, and he would not catch them, even if he found them playing near his house, because he was as slow as a slob. While joyfully playing, kicking the ball up and down, back and forth, Cedric firmly kicked the ball, and accidentally, it broke Mr. John's living room window. Instantly, after the two boys saw the damage they had caused, hastily like lightning they fleeted to their homes. But while running away, Cedric saw Mr. John furiously gawking at him through his window, and he knew Mr. John would report him. 3 minutes later, Cedric arrived home. He gently strode in the house, quietly like a mouse hiding from his mother, and immediately after he passed the living room, he walked in his room whistling, his hands in his pockets as though nothing had happened. And he found his twin brother Cyprian, joyfully playing with his dog Coco.